Incense and candles. So who are the lucky one?
PG
and MV, yeah. Come. Penang Lang. Okay, the rest of us can stand. So today is the 1st of August, 2019. Chick Great Chick Eat, oh, very good. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Done, yeah. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated. One more. Sorry. Sadhu. Oh, one more. Sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated.
Can I just ask one question? As you go through, all of you. Oh, mooncake. What is this?
Okay. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipano bhagavato savakasango sanghang namami. Okay. You all can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant from the Vandana onward. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sura meraya maja pamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now you chant the padipa puja offering of light. Ganna sarappa dithena dipena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang. Pujayami tamonodang ganna sambarayutena dopena hang sugang hina. Pujayami pujaniyang tang Puja baca namu temang, Vanna ganda guno petang, Hetang kesuma santatin, Pujayami munindasa, Siri pada sarorohe, Pujemi betang sumena nena, Punena metena cehotu mokang, Pupang milayati yata idang me, Kayo tata yati binasa bawang, Adivase tuno bante, Paniyang parikapitang, Anukampang upadaya, Patigan hatumu temang, Adivase tuno bante, Pale parikapitang, Anukampang upadaya, Patigan hatumu temang, Adivase tuno bante, Bojanang parikapitang, Anukampang upadaya, Patigan hatumu temang. Now we are chanting the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Then transfer and sharing of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Puja. Buddhang Pujayami. Dhammang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, you can be seated. Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, but she meditated before. She knows the... Oh, yes, I do. And no need instruction, don't worry. Yeah, we are off the light and you can have half an hour of silent awareness meditation. today because last Thursday short note is very good. The lady who did the outline short note is from Singapore, Han's sister, Po Cheng. Oh, she very good. She really listened. Then she more or less pick up all the relevant thing. Then it was 4 pages. Then I went through, wow, so easy to do the editing. So she also learned at the same time. So that one, well, once I go through with you afterwards, you will understand meditation very clearly and how to develop them. It's all very nicely developed through that short notes. Because she really take the trouble. So for those who don't know how to really do it, it's like run all over. Then it doesn't reflect what was really shared, except for some who also have the Dhamma. That's why if you don't have the true understanding of the Dhamma, you can't really follow. It's not easy to do the short notes, because these short notes are not easy. Then for some, even my daughter, she's very good. She did. But after I edit, she had a lot of joy. He said, thanks, Daddy. Is it a lot clearer now? So a lot of these things, if you have the faith, if you do it, then you will benefit. But most important thing is, the other Kayanamita who receive it, you better learn how to read through it slowly and develop the understanding. Because I realize not everybody really know how to read through. That's why today I will go through it slowly to highlight the point so that you understand them. Otherwise, if let's say towards the end I got only 20 minutes or what, then I got to run through very fast, you will not follow much unless you are serious type. So this is what you all can look forward to. Remember, 1st of August, Thursday class, the short note that we review is last week on 25th July. So this short note you have to go through. It will help you. Okay, now, since most of us, you are already familiar with the way to develop the meditation, so I will let you meditate on your own. Then one or two who are new, I was told by Suyan, never mind, you just do whatever way of meditation that you are familiar with. And then afterwards, when I go through that thing, you can maybe ask questions to make clear what has been shared. Once I go through, everybody will understand. Then we should thank Tammy for asking those good questions. Okay, so you can start your meditation. Basically, it's very simple. Heedfulness. Always focus on heedfulness. To be heedful, you need to be ever mindful and constantly meditative. First, you have to develop mindfulness. So mindfulness can be developed in whatever manner that you have done it before. But if those who already have the spiritual faculties developed, you actually technically don't need to worry about the mental hindrance. The meditation will just fall into place, because these spiritual faculties, they will counter the mental hindrance. And when there is nothing to hinder your mind from entering the meditative state, sati will take over and you are in the meditative state straight away. That's why meditation is very simple. Relax, aware, and you are already in that state of awareness. When you are without thought, you are already aware. That is the sati. That is the true mind. You silence that mind. Then you will go through all the transformation, the stages of calmness, peacefulness, you will go in. Then you will experience all of the mind state that you supposed to experience, like piti, sukha, leading to finally pasati, the silent mind. But very few people understand what pasati is. So in the outline short note, later on when I go through, you will understand. You're supposed to develop the meditation, whatever object of meditation you use. The purpose is to act as a skillful means to anchor your mind so that you can develop mindfulness on the object of meditation. Then when you stabilize it, it becomes ever mindful. Then you continue to relax into it, meditate, until the meditation object becomes very subtle, like the awareness all become very subtle, no movement, nothing. If you use anapanasati, the breath also becomes so subtle. Those doing rising falling also, the rising falling like not perceivable. Yeah. That is because your mindfulness is not refined, not stable enough. You have not realized the higher awareness or mindfulness, the silent mind, the mind that is in stillness, pasati. When you realize that silent mind, mind in stillness, pasati, your mind will enter sati. Then your mindfulness becomes very different. It has that type of sensitivity, refining mindfulness that is very, very sensitive. Then whatever subtle movement, like the subtle breathing, subtle vibration, everything, you will be able to detect them. That's why after that, wherever you locate that mind, you can detect all the sense door vibration, especially tactile consciousness. You stay at the heart, you can feel all the vibration there. Especially your heartbeat, very clear, you don't need a stethoscope. Then wherever you locate this mind, all the movement like magnify. So when you hit this state of pasati, that is the meditative mind, that is the mind that can meditate and understand. Then don't do anything, stay with it, stabilize it. Initially it's relax into whatever mind state that arises. Then after that, maintain awareness. Then whatever that arises, just aware, finish. Aware, finish. Normal people who don't have the spiritual faculty, don't have the training of the mind, if they are not in sati, if they don't have this level of mindfulness, they can't. The thought arises very fast. Mental hindrance create heedless thinking. Then the daily life not in order, they don't have daily mindfulness. That's why they couldn't cope. Then when they come and meditate, the habitual thinking, the habitual stirring and reaction of mind, they keep on creating heedless thinking. And these are all the active thought process that prevents you from meditating, developing the inner peace, inner awareness and inner mindfulness. So now with this, I will let you develop the meditation. Then I will ring the bell when the half an hour is up. Okay. Okay. You can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Then turn to page 6. We will chant the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravalesu Atra Gacchantu Devatha Saddhammam Munirajas Sunantu Saggamokkhadam Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Jacarana sampanno Lokavidu anotaro puresa dhammasa Tadeva manosanam do bhagavati Swakato bhagavata dhammo Sanditiko akaliko ehipaseko opanaiko Pachyatang veditabho vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato saokasango Ujupatipanno bhagavato sango Yaya patipanno bhagavato saokasango Samichi patipanno bhagavato saokasango Yadidang chatari purisa yukani Ta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato sāvaka sāngo Ahuneyo pahuneyo Dakineyo anjali karaneyo Anuttarang punyaketang Dukasati Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect. Tripanjam. Buddhang Pujayami. Dhammang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, you all can be seated. Just relax body and mind, yeah? Then maintain some form of attention. Then for those who have the handphone, you can on the Maikayanamita. Then go to that outline short note that I just sent out today. I think at about 6 something. Yeah, I sent out at about 6:30. So outline short note for Relatives 25th July 2019 Thursday class. This was last week. So this this outline short note was very good, well prepared by the sister from Singapore. I say Han's sister. I think Han Po Cheng. So point number one. For meditator whose spiritual faculties are quite developed, like I mentioned just now, meditation is relatively easy because technically they do not need to train their mind. People who train their mind is because there is this problem of having a stable sati. The mental hindrances are there. That's why when you meditate, you cannot settle down. So what they do is they give you method and technique to train your mind, to anchor your mind. But if your spiritual faculties are developed, saddha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya, the mental hindrance, the five, they are all cancelled. They are all cancelled. So when they are cancelled, there is nothing to hinder your mind from going into the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness and inner awareness. That's why you can meditate very easy. The moment you sit, relax, silent, you are in that state of sati awareness. Then I read on. Technically, they don't need or do not need to train their mind. They can straight away relax body and mind, silence their mind, and allow whatever thinking or thought, if any, I use the word if any, to slow down on their own, then the silent meditative mind will arise. This is the most important understanding of meditation. You cannot understand this, you cannot get it right. So this silent meditative mind is your true mind. Relax into whatever mind state that arises after that. Remember the first three support. You just have to maintain a relaxed mind state. When you are relaxed, you don't have stress, you don't have tension. There is no tightness. The chi will flow. Then you have no problem. So relax, aware, and maintain awareness for as long as you can, no matter what happens. No need to know. Just relax, silent, aware. Just be aware of any tactile feeling or sensation that arise. When one becomes more skillful, one will be able to be aware of all our subtle breathing or whatever object of meditation use. Finally, the awareness will drop to the heart. Just silence everything and feel or maintain awareness. Don't do anything else. Just aware, aware, aware. Just whatever tactile sensation arises, just aware. Otherwise, it will think. The thought will proliferate. Or people who don't understand, they gullibly think that there is a meditator, they must meditate. So this thought becomes the meditator, start to think and ask question. What must I do? Am I doing it correctly or not? You stir the mind again. That's why you do that, you cannot meditate. Then I read on, you will understand. Just aware, aware and aware, and no more thought proliferation. This is most important. So that your thought does not come in and disturb you. The four support for awareness-based meditation are: first support, relax; second support, aware; third support, 24-hour continuous awareness to be maintained for as long as you can. Then finally, when you can detect the gateway to your true nature, just let the nature do the meditation via the fourth support of trust. Trust means trust your nature to do, with no interference from the thought. If you don't use the mind, it will silent very fast. Your true nature, which is just awareness, will surface. Stay with the awareness, stabilize it. It has the ability to understand many things. Use this silent mind, which is the meditative mind, to develop meditation. To develop wisdom and understanding. Point number 3. Without awareness, one cannot be mindful and heedful. Only through a stable sati or awareness can the mind become collected and unwavering, quiet and peaceful. Then the meditation will happen by itself. The important point of understanding is you can use any object of meditation as any skillful means to quieten and still the mind until the mind enters sati, to realize the silent mind, which is also your true mind. When sati is stabilized, the mind will enter sati, and the more refined sati will arise. With no movement or activity, stay with that silent to stabilize it until a natural state of free mind in samadhi, born of understanding, arise. That is the ultimate training. Then we have this consciousness trapped inside our physical body. So when the sense data and the conscious mind make contact with the sense basis, the respective sense door consciousness arise. Then through the silent mind, in that meditative state, you can understand clearly what the Buddha's dependent origination teaching is all about. That is, upon contact, what happened, etc. Then what is the meaning of avijja paccaya sankhara, means dependent or ignorant, arises sankhara activity, which is thinking. You will also see and understand it clearly. You can then have such a stable and sensitive mind in sati to observe and develop the wisdom and the understanding. Without the stability of mindfulness, you cannot do it. For meditators who lack the five spiritual faculties, they need to train their mind through mind sweeping method and anapanasati to develop sati first. When sati is developed, the mind will calm down. You will experience piti, which is a type of spiritual joy. Sometimes it's like a spiritual rapture, a very, very calm state of joy. Remember to relax into it, or relax into whatever mind state that arises. Otherwise, one may be led astray to develop absorption and one-pointedness meditation, one-pointedness concentration meditation. This relaxation technique or step is very important to avoid falling, to avoid from falling into such concentration. Mind becomes quiet, calm, and tranquil when you are relaxed into it. It also frees the body and mind from stress, tension, and tightness. The more relaxed you are, the more refined your meditation will be. The ability to relax is something we must learn. It is very deep. There are many levels and stages of calmness and awareness. When you are in sati and know how to relax, you can release whatever stress within the form and mind. Actually, you are not really relaxed. When you are truly relaxed, your mind is a free mind, not holding on to anything, always at peace, without the need to do anything. And you are most of the time with the true mind, without thought and no mental movement. You are at ease, but in a free mind state, not in concentration. That is the real meditative mind. Then point number 7. The thoughts come in very fast when you try to know. See? When you try to know, the chattering will start. That's why I don't try to know. You look at the whiteboard, what I put here. Number 2 support, when you are aware. Don't try to know. That's why I mark it in red. When you maintain awareness, don't try to know. That knowing is the thinking mind becoming active again. If you do that, the chattering will start. The verbalization will start. Then the thought will become the meditator. So this is very important. The thought come in very fast when you try to know. So don't try to know, because it will disrupt the tranquility, the stillness of mind. Just let things be. Whenever contact arises, let it be. Just aware, like I said, the tactile sensation or whatever sense or contact of mind. Just aware, stop. After that, you can just be aware, aware, aware. Then the mind will not proliferate. That's why the next point is, when contact arises, let it be, just aware. Don't let the thought proliferate. This is how, that is how to meditate with understanding to develop better and deeper. With understanding to develop better and deep meditation. Point number 8. First, train the mind to develop sati. Stabilize it until mind enters sati to realize the stillness and tranquility of mind leading to pasati. This is the most important training. If you don't know how to do this, you cannot progress. So I repeat, first train the mind to develop sati, which most of you can, then stabilize it. Stabilize it means don't try to know, just let it be until it becomes very, very still. That's why until the mind enters sati to realize the stillness and tranquility of the mind, leading to the pasati enlightenment factor. When that mind arises, you can use it to meditate and develop a lot of understanding. Your initial wisdom, born of the first and second turning wisdom, is very important. That's why you must listen to Dhamma, reflect, contemplate to arise the Yoniso Manasikara. Without the initial wisdom, it's not easy to meditate. Every time sense or contact happen, you don't have the initial wisdom. Your mind will stir, proliferate, thought will arise. Then number 9, Sister Tammy shared during meditation how her mind made comparison, rejecting and accepting the thoughts. She reflected her first meditation experience. Then later she realized she had fallen asleep. But when she became aware again, her thought flashed by quickly. She felt refreshed after that. Bertil explained that Tammy felt recuperated because her mind actually rested when she fell asleep. In daily mindfulness, if her mindfulness, spiritual faculty is not stable, sankhara will arise. Sankhara moves very fast. In putujana, means those who are still not enlightened, it's like non-stop sankhara activity leading to severe proliferation of thought. The untrained mind is heedless and it thinks a lot. So this one you understand, So expect the sankhara activity to arise. Let it arise and do not resist it. Then your mind can settle down and you can be at peace. You have to cultivate mindfulness to tame the heedless thinking or untrained and wild mind. Train your mind to go beyond mere conceptual heedless thinking. This is what that means. You must remember. Don't go and pay attention to the thought anymore. So these are conceptual thinking, trying to link the Dhamma. So train your mind to go beyond mere conceptual heedless thinking, leading to a mind state of pure, still, and undistracted tranquility. This is what you have to do. You have to realize the silent mind, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. So here, I make it very clear. You have to go beyond the mere thought-based meditation or conceptual thinking, heedless thinking, leading to a mind state of pure. I use the word pure means no more thinking. Still and undistracted tranquility and well-being because of your metta. That is real meditation. So always remember this. When you go through this and understand, you will know how to meditate. Otherwise, what happened to Tammy also happened to a lot of people, I believe. There is an internal conflict created by the mundane mind wanting to be quiet. That was what Tammy wanted. That's why the internal conflict, the struggle. So this one thing is a craving, a mental hindrance, which will prevent you from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. You don't create dislike for that state. The craving and the ill will not be there. If no mental hindrance, sati will take over. Meditation will fall into place. So I hope you understand. Most cultivators tend to make this mistake. The mundane mind actively doing things in the name of meditation. The word should be meditation. They thought to meditate, there must be a meditator. But they never inquire who is the meditator. The thought is the meditator. How can the thought meditate? The reason being, once the thought is active, there is no meditation. Well, this thought's thinking prevents the cultivator from realizing their silent mind. The gullible thought will also think of thought-based method and technique to meditate. So thought is actively verbalizing, noting and arising the mental heedless thinking and thought conception. This is not meditation. Then it also reacts to sense experience and tactile sensation arising in meditation. When there is pain or numbness, mind becomes restless, agitated, and not at peace, thereby creating more mental hindrance. So how can you meditate? So hopefully, if you read this, you will understand. The meditation as taught by the Buddha is very simple. It's just heedfulness. And to be heedful, there are two parts, ever mindful and constantly meditative. So the inquiry should be, am I training my mind to be mindful and heedful? Just this inquiry and you are home. Heedfulness equals ever mindful plus constantly meditative, means constantly cultivating Noble Eightfold Path. And to be ever mindful, you must first develop mindfulness, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. Only then can you use it to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path. The outcome of it is heedfulness. This is also the reason why all meditations start with training the mind to be mindful, to be aware, and not to focus or concentrate the mind. And Dhammapada verse 21 is very clear. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never dies. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful are as if dead. It means... Thanks for the correction. It means if you are heedless, you don't stand a chance. Always remember that. That's why heedfulness is very important. Then Bratio advised Tammy to understand the meditation taught by the Buddha and forget about the thought telling her this and that and getting her involved in thought-based verbalization and activities. Don't fight or suppress this mental hindrance. They arise because you lack the five opposite spiritual faculty. So train your daily mindfulness and spiritual faculty until they are very stable. Then one becomes heedful and the mental hindrance will naturally cease to be on its own, and meditation will be easy because no more mental hindrance. So this is how you meditate. Most people don't have the resolve and ability to train their mind to develop the continuous daily mindfulness to become ever mindful, because it is not easy to do that. To tell you the truth, it's not easy. But if you are serious, it's not difficult also. So the question is, are you serious? Do you want to make use of this window? Determine. Unless you are the serious type, what are the serious type? Listen, if you do this, you sure progress and you will become enlightened very fast. Unless you are the serious type who constantly listen to the Dhamma and determine to be ever mindful. This is very important, determine to be ever mindful. If you cannot get that right, you don't stand a chance. If you cannot be ever mindful, you can never be heedful. And the heedless are as if dead. Always remember that. May heedfulness must be in the midst of life too, means ever mindful. Then constantly reflect, contemplate and inquire. Constantly reflect, contemplate and inquire. The word should be inquire. Into the Dhamma to arise the initial wisdom. With the initial wisdom developed, when you are in the form of sitting meditation or daily mindfulness training, your mind will settle down into stillness very fast. That's why the five spiritual faculties are very important. The initial wisdom is also very important. Spiritual faculty together with daily mindfulness training will also make you less heedless, leading to more heedfulness while living life. Point number 18. When you are less heedless, you are most of the time aware and you can go into the meditative state straight away and easily. Because sati will take over. In order to do that, you must not have any mental hindrance born of the initial wisdom. Otherwise, mental hindrance will hinder your mind. So if you have problem in life while confronting the First Noble Truth reality, it means you do not have the Dhamma understanding as yet. Then fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation will make you miserable. You cannot settle down and you cannot meditate. So don't fight, don't control or suppress the mental hindrance. Just relax, let them be. Understand that the untrained mind is heedless. Without spiritual faculty, it will think. When I let it be, I don't develop the desire or the ill will towards such sense experience. Then my mind can be at peace. When you understand this, you will progress, because you will come to clearly understand that the purpose of meditation is just to develop heedfulness. Then you are home. Krishnamurti expressed heedlessness differently. He used the word, your life is in disorder, because there is no order. It's like our society. When it is in disorder, it is chaotic with a lot of problems. Like a society without the rule of law. Point number 20. Heedless living without the sila is karmically very negative. Therefore, you cannot develop the meditation. That's why the Buddha said you have to start with sila. Then only samadhi come in. Without sila, very difficult for samadhi to settle in. This understanding must be clearly, therefore, you cannot develop the meditation. And this understanding must be very clear before you can meditate. Point 21. Ratio advised Tammy not to worry about the background thought in her sitting meditation. Just let it be and reflect on the meaning of meditation until it is very clear. What is it that I must do to develop the meditation? Heedfulness, right? So start from there. Vatio explained to Sister Tammy on how to deal with disturbing thought, wanting her to deal with first noble truth reality. Talk to the thought to give her space, to give it space, and not to disturb or hurry her during meditation, and in return promise the thought to deal with the situation later or after the meditation. Point 23. First noble truth reality, 8 conditions that are common to all living beings. Without wisdom, one will be entangled and suffering will arise. Worry will not solve your problem. Worry is associated with fear and anxiety, leading to sorrow and lamentation. This is how living beings suffer. Then they slip into depression and develop suicidal thought. Actually, it is just a thought. The thought is never you. How come thought has such power over you? Why allow the thought to have such power to make you so miserable? Because through ignorance, you think the wrong thought. When you have the wrong thought, it conditions your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, insecurity, and scars of memory. That's how one gets entangled and suffer. Reflect and contemplate until very, very clear, especially when faced with First Noble Truth reality. Inquire, what actually happened? What are my options? And how can I resolve it amicably? And how can I come out of it? Point 24. The most common First Noble Truth reality are death, disease, relationship problem or failure, and financial problem. The fourth one, financial problem, is the easiest to resolve. Then I think that night we have two examples. One is by Adam, I think, about medical bill. So medical bill or medical financial problem, if you cannot afford, Brother Teo advises to go to government hospital. Charges are very low if you are above 55 years old. If sibling is a government servant, medical is free for parent. That is in Malaysia. Also, inform staff when you register yourself. Always inform them that you are retired or you are not working. If you tell the staff that you are an engineer or an accountant, etc., then the charges are different, much more costlier. Not to say you lie, I know nowadays even engineers and accountants, they are not the really rich people now. Especially if you are just an ordinary engineer accountant. Sometimes you find it not easy to foot this medical bill, which can be very high. Then business failure, cash flow problem, or credit card financial problem, which is very common nowadays. If you cannot afford, the worst case to happen is what? Nothing, life and death, do you know that? You just tell the court you want to pay, but you cannot afford to pay. And then the court say, okay, very good, we put you in bankruptcy. So how bad can that be? Of course you worry, cannot travel. But you owe people money, you still want to travel. Understand? If you cannot afford, take a haircut or cut loss to resolve it amicably. Resolve problem by applying right view, leading to right thought, right speech, and right action, following Noble Eightfold Path. You make a mistake, you have to cut loss. Then learn from it. Then start again, understand? It's never too late. Before you have not, isn't it? My teacher Ajahn Yantra always tell people, if you lose money, don't worry. Because that is not the money that you own. Before you have, you don't have. Understand? Whatever you have is what you have gained. Understand? So you only lose what you gain. Understand? So why complain? So that's a good one. If karmically related, then ask for forgiveness. Repent and invoke power of merits for turnaround. Most important, don't panic and don't react. Resolve it amicably through understanding, apply Noble Eightfold Path. How to do it? Right view leading to right thought, right speech and right action. To resolve karmic issue, acknowledge with right view in respect to law of karma. In the past, you must have done certain thing to certain people to entangle yourself karmically. This karmic friction now arises. You must not get angry, fearful and react and be miserable, because they will not solve your problem. Instead, they will make you worse. You can avoid being afflicted if you have the Dhamma, the wisdom and the understanding. You can accept this First Noble Truth reality and then act with wisdom according to understanding following Noble Eightfold Path. Then you can resolve your problem amicably. With right view, I can accept what happened, because this is a common reality, not only happened to you, all of humanity, as long as they live long enough. Therefore, I don't panic. I do not develop the fear, the anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, no more wrong thought, and I am calm. I have clarity of mind to inquire what is my problem. Try to understand what actually happened. Write them down. Then how can I resolve it amicably in order to move on? I only have to make a decision. Example, cut loss or declare bankruptcy, etc. Then point 26. Bhatia advised Tami to forget about her restless mind and thought dealing with another thought telling her what to do, whether to do anapanasati or whatever, etc. Understand what meditation is most important. Train the mind to be mindful and heedful. Learn to be mindful in the midst of life. Start daily mindfulness from home, then to office, career activity, and back to home. Make it into a good religious routine. A sister shared an effective method on how she forgave her own disturbing thought or wrong thought and became a better person later. Bhatia explained that when you forgive others or yourself, you free yourself, because you no longer dislike or hate that person. There is no more aversion, no more reactive emotion like before. The evil roots are gone. Indirectly, it will make you happy and transform you. If you can forgive your wrong thought and other people, you will become a better person. That's why forgiveness is very important. Asking for forgiveness, then you can repent. Then point number 28. Tami reported her restlessness, her wanting to escape, and thought trying to rectify this and that. Bhatia explained not to fight the mental aversion or hindrance. Fighting gives mental hindrance more power. Just relax, accept the fact that the untrained mind is heedless. Then Bhatia shared on his early days religious routine cultivation and his daily mindfulness and awareness in daily life activity cultivation. Aware of all action and movement in the present moment, his advice is to write down a daily list of things to do to avoid having to remember them, so that you use less thought, less thinking. Prioritize important matter first and handle it immediately, properly and mindfully. That is how I did it in the early days. So this daily mindfulness and the religious routine, you have to listen to the recording for the details. Because that time I did it, 1986 until 89. Actually before 89, 86 to 88. I determined to be ever mindful. And I really go all out and do. And my daily religious routine, I never break them. Every day early morning, when I wake up, first thing, aware. Then pay respect, triple jam. Then I will meditate. Then if I need to wash up, I go to the washroom first. Everything is done with mindfulness, awareness. Every action, every movement. Then I share merit, transfer merit. then I get ready. So when I brush my teeth, fully aware, all the activity, answer nature's call, whatever, then every action, every movement, every activity, every mind process, of course, no need to detail. How you put on your clothing, also you have to be aware. Then how you come down from your room, if it's a double-story building, fully aware. Then how you stretch out for things, how you sit down, take your breakfast. Then how you do your daily activity and kiosk. The next thing is, every time I see my author, I will pay respect first before I do other things. Then when I leave, fully aware and mindful, until I come back, go to author, pay respect first also. Then only start my other thing. Then when I reach the temple, first thing is, I go for the author. When I was on training, that's what I did. So that the faith is very strong. Then I do the bowing, everything, very mindful. I didn't slow down, do you know that? The mindfulness come by itself. After I determined, within 2 weeks it come, I remember. Then after that, my nature was like that. Then I started to stabilize that daily mindfulness. Then after that, before I sleep, again, I meditate. Then I rest, fully aware. While going into bed, then during the sleeping moment also, later on I can go into it, like I never sleep, and when I wake up, like I never sleep, no tiredness, nothing, I don't have to even wash my face, I was like normal, and when I woke up, I still remember the last thought from inside come out, like I never really go into the sleep. Where the awareness is fully aware of everything that is going on, then the subconscious release, the unconscious release, all the trap, phobia and all those things, early days. That's why I can tell you all the way I saw them in the meditation. I saw them when I was in the awareness state. Then I realized what memory is, then how all these thoughts come about. Respond to memory, how it arise, the views, opinion, and the conditioning, the bundle of memory. Then I realize acting according to memory is not acting at all, because it is full of rubbish, a lot of negative things with the evil roots, especially your scars of memory, your phobia, your insecurity, your sadness, your sorrow, your whatever experience in life, good and bad, you accumulate them all. That's why in the Mahayana teaching, the Four Noble Truths, the Second Noble Truth, they change it. For us, it's Dukkha, Samudaya, Nirodha, Magga. You know what are these four words? Ingbi, they all will know. The rest, how many of you don't know? Oh, Danny don't know. So I write down. These are the four noble truths in Pali. So the first noble truth is dukkha. Okay? So this one is suffering. Translated indirectly as suffering or unsatisfactoriness. Thanks. Samudaya. One M or two M? Samudaya. So this one, they always call it the cause of arising or suffering. Cause of suffering. Which is craving. Then the third number two is Nirodha. Nirodha. So this is cessation. Then the last one is Magga. Magga is the Noble Eightfold Path, the path. But in Mahayana tradition, they say, first one is the same, cool. Suffering is cool. But when it comes to cause of suffering, he say accumulation, ji. That's why in Mahayana, the second Noble Truth, they don't call it Samudaya. They call it accumulation. Somebody helped to write the Mandarin words. Where is Padmasuri? Ji. Bracket here. Ji. Okay. So this is the word accumulation. So a lot of people cannot understand. They came and asked me. Even Garrett also came and asked me. Then I say, correct, this word is correct. The Mahayana is correct. Because when you accumulate to memory, that is the cause of suffering. That's why accumulation is suffering. Yeah. So mie is the same, nirota. Tao is the path, the path zhen tao. So Mahayana actually understand it better. That's why they say accumulation is the cause of suffering. So we all Theravada one every time say craving is the cause of suffering. Attachment is the cause of suffering. But actually all this come from accumulation. What do you accumulate? Your memories, isn't it? You accumulate all of your experiences, good and bad. And what are they? What do you accumulate? This one very common, isn't it? Your fear, your phobia, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lament. Of course, there are some happy moments, understand? Your desire and all those things. But most of the time, you accumulate the psychological memory which is very detrimental to your life. People who are depressed, they have a lot of this nonsense. That's why Eric Tam understand very fast. He was in 19 years of depression. That's why when I share this, he was full of joy. He can relate to all this. Then the mind has this desire for security. You crave for security. You know, security is so important to living being. Everything also they want to be secure. Secure means what? To be sure, to be certain. So what do you do? You want to be safe? You secure your house with all the grills, alarm, video camera. You get married also not secure. You want marriage certificate. True or not? You think legal document got different or not when they want to separate from you? Got different. If not, nothing. Then your job, you also want security there. Job security. True or not? You want to apply to what company? They say Golden Rice Bowl. Which one? Government. Sure got pay one, but certain country no pay also. You go Venezuela, no pay now. But the currency is not worth anything. So those bankrupt nations. Then everything in life, you got so much fear. You want to have security, you become so insecure. Insecure breed what? Fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation. That's why your mind is never peaceful. You are never confident. How can you have security? Through the Dhamma. That's why you must have Dhamma. You have to believe the nature's law of karma. You reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. So if you trust your nature, you trust your karma, take care of karma, you will have the good life. You don't have to worry about all this. You don't have to secure anything. And if you look into this word, security and insecure, it's a very deep psyche in the human mind. And because of this, it breeds fear. And fear is the movement from where all the wrong thoughts arise. Fear of what? Dying. Fear of getting old, getting sick. Fear of being born, because they say life is terrible. A lot of people can't cope with life. That's like suicidal thought. They say, might as well die. And that is the starting process of suicidal thought. Yeah. Because they are pushed to the wall. They got no other way to escape. And they project their thought until so much fear. Financial problem also got fear. Career problem also got fear. Disease, sickness, health problem also got fear. So fear is such a big issue, psychological memory that can disrupt the peace, the tranquility, the good mind state of a living being. That's why you don't project your thought. If you meditate, develop the understanding of what the mind is, then with the Dhamma, you will understand clearly who are you, what are you. Then you will understand the nature's law that governs life and existence. That's why you will understand life. And when you understand life, you know how to live life, true or not. Then you know how to develop the good life, to be successful in life. Not only in the materialistic aspect, also in the spiritual aspect. Because without the spiritual understanding, your life is still incomplete. You can be very successful materialistic wise in life, but you still have problem when you confront the reality of life and existence, especially the First Noble Truth reality. So all this, if you have really cultivated the Dhamma, you have really gone through all the essential Dhamma, you will develop a lot of joy, a lot of understanding, and you will have a lot of faith and gratitude in the Buddha. Then you will know how to live life. You will have the good life. Yeah. So to be successful in life, to have the good life, to live life well, to develop the ability to appreciate life, yeah, is very easy when you have the Dhamma. Then you can really experience all of the beauty and wonders of life, the pristine beauty and wonders of life, and you get to live them. And life become wonderful, meaningful, no longer like before, full of problem, so many things to take care of, worry about this, worry about that, everything also like unending one. My teacher used to tell me too, he said, human beings are very funny, you know. When they are poor, they also worry, they complain. No roof over their head, no food to eat. But they become rich, wealthy, they own a lot of things, they also worry, they also complain. Do you know what they worry about? When you own a lot of things, you worry about? Worry about people robbing you. Then when you own a house or a car, you complain. No? So expensive to maintain that car and that house. Got to pay assessment rent. Quick rent. Then water bill, utility bill. Then got to worry about how to hand over. So all this is living being who don't have the wisdom. Then sometimes they complain or work so hard, no? make some money, you know, still got to pay tax. So, yeah. People complain, no, no, no. And sometimes they complain government, the tax so high, you know. Why they tax the high income group? They don't tax the low income group. See, because they stand on the other side. But do you know, a lot of people want to pay tax also they don't have a chance, do you know? If given a choice, you prefer to pay tax or not to pay tax? I prefer to pay tax and say, yeah, I can earn. Why not? People can't even earn, that's why they can't afford to pay tax. So why are you complaining? That's why when you don't have contentment, you don't appreciate life, you don't understand life, your thought is always selfish. You know what is selfish, huh? Selling fish. I don't know why the English word, they put selfish. That one is self, not the S-E-L-L one. S-E-L-F. So, that self, that is contented. Sorry, not contented. Selfish. Yeah. Means, everything also got motive on, understand? Self-centered. Yeah. Then the other word they use is what? Apply to lady on. When you are very proud, what is the word? Vain is one word. There's another one. Arrogant. Arrogant. Then there's another word. A lot of word for that. Snobbish. So a lot of these things, when you don't have contentment, you don't have the Dhamma, you don't have virtue, the mind that is with delusion can create all this selfish thought. Then when they cannot get what they want, they become unhappy, emotional. Wow, all the evil roots of envy, jealousy, hatred, anger, everything come out. That's why living being, the three evil roots are the root of all evil. Then out of delusion, you know what you do or not? Out of fear, you kill, you harm. You just do what you like. You become heedless. That's why the three evil roots are the root of all evil. And when you understand the teaching, you see the evil root. You straight away will never allow all this to happen. Because this is nature's law. It makes you evil. Karmically, you will fall. Your karmic nature will become affected, afflicted. Then when you get yourself entangled in life, you can never live the good life. Karmic friction will come after you. Yeah. And when you are afflicted by all this karmic negativities, friction, you will suffer. You will become miserable, afflicted. Then how to live life? How to have the joy, the peace, the happiness, the tranquility, and the stillness? They can't even be peaceful for a moment. A moment of peace is so difficult for normal living beings. Do you know that? For you all, you are so blessed. Because every time you meditate, you feel peaceful. And you can go into that stillness state, silent mind, aware, peaceful, tranquil. No, nothing to worry. Why? No thought. No thought means what? No fear, no worry, no anxiety. Tranquility, stillness. Be with the moment. In a state of peace, silent, tranquility, stillness, joy. Yeah. Then there is this love automatic inside there. Yeah. It will just unfold. Then it doesn't have to do anything to be peaceful and happy. The doing is always by the thought. Then you realize without thought you are so beautiful. Then you will start to understand why must you think. You make use of thought to be a blessing to all. to arise, to live life. That's why the Buddha say, with right view, you will have right thought. And you will know how to arise. And arise the appropriate right thought to help you live life, to help you be a blessing to all, to develop wholesomeness, virtue, goodness, kindness, even gentleness, pleasantness, contentment, respect, gratitude. All these are virtue that the cultivator will automatically have. Yeah, these are the mind state that you automatically will have when you have the Dhamma, where you are incapable of evil. You can never become selfish like normal people, calculative. Then every time inquire for me or not for me. Not for me, don't want to do. For me, oh, there must be a advantage. Do you understand? Otherwise you don't want to do. That is why the Buddha say, living beings are full of avijja, ignorance. You go and check. Last time when I was in the uni, the first time I encountered Dhamma, I also got this question. I thought the book right wrongly. You know. How can they say university students, smart people, got ignorant? So to us, it's ignorant of knowledge. That's why we interpret it wrongly. We all have a lot of knowledge, but we are still full of ignorance and delusion because we don't understand the truth. We don't understand the various type of nature's law that governs life and existence. That's why we make mistakes. We cling on to the wrong thought, the wrong view that conditions our wrong thought. And what are wrong thought? Thought that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion that will condition evil activity, leading to all the sorrow, lamentation, fear, worry, anxiety, phobia, scars of memory. And these are all negative emotions related to wrong thought. Even the three evil roots of selfishness, the wrong thought will condition selfishness, the condition emotional negativity, and also project your thought and develop the fear. That's why the wrong thought are very, very evil. And they are born of ignorance. Okay? So at least we cover this one. You go back, read through it, slowly understand it. It will help you. I got no time to edit because today I go back, I finish at 6:20. Then they came and fetched me 6:30. Yeah, I didn't know that the thing was so long until I started to do it. Then I realized today is Thursday, so I must finish it to share. So that's why I try my best. So in the office, I couldn't finish. I finished 3 pages. Then the last one, I said, I will email it back. At home, I will do it. Yeah, I got one more hour. Then after I do it, I got no time to edit, to go through the final check. That's why there are some words that are either grammatically not correct or need to rewrite or adjust a bit. But I will send out the actual one tomorrow. Okay, do you have any question? Oh, still half an hour to go. Today we did very well.
Okay, Brother Teo, I have a question to ask.
Adam.
This is regarding a question that I saw on WhatsApp today. Regarding taking up jobs that people deem as unwholesome.
Oh, you talk about livelihood.
Yes.
You see, I appreciate what you arise as condition. But first thing first, don't quote me. Otherwise you get me into trouble. Because I cannot be citing anybody. So I just advise you based on what I understand. But what I understand, you may not understand. That's the problem. So if you quote me, you get me into big problem. What is karma? Ask yourself that first question. What is karma? What did the Buddha say? The most important criteria is what? Mental intention. Very good. Energy. Very good. It is cittana that I call karma. What is cittana? The Buddha said, call karma. So all karma need mental intention to formalize. And this mental intention, this one is very important. If your mental intention is evil, means it has the three evil roots, then it constitutes negative karma. You understand? So if your intention is to serve people, help people, like your so-called WhatsApp group, then you have to look at the job offer. Then you have to make a decision. Is it conducive? But don't be like those people. You see, what is most important is your own understanding of the Dhamma, your training. If you don't have mindfulness, if you can't see your own wrong thought, evil roots, means your defilement is still so strong, understand? And yet, you want to be at the level of very high level of precepts or what they call. Last time I used to use this analogy, which is very good. People always talk about vegetarian, you remember? In the olden days, they say, "Hey, I'm vegetarian, no, I don't cause to kill, no, I don't." So I'm like more religious than people who are non-vegetarian. Do you agree or not? Cannot be, is it? It's how much understanding you have and how much mindfulness you have to see your own defilement. If your gross defilement is still so strong and you talk about that level of compassion, I don't know. I leave it to you. Because you can't even take care of the immediate cultivation. The five precepts you can't even hold properly. And you want to talk about this type of high level type of precepts or what they call compassion. So here, livelihood, what is in the teaching is something that people have to be careful. Well, they will tell you. They say, gambling is wrong livelihood. You agree or not? Because they never check. They have a blanket, like one size fit all. You have to understand the intention behind. That's why what we have here is, even in Singapore, in Malaysia, we have this legal law, Sport Toto, which they mentioned, or was it Magnum? I forgot already. Sport Toto. It's legalized, understand? They don't put a gun on your head and force you to buy, understand? Like drug. That one is different. Because this one is willing buyer, willing seller. And it's a means, where the government can actually allow certain type of people to have that type of interest or what they call maybe a condition to really strike it. You have seen it, right? Many of them strike it, right? 50 million, 60 million, 30 million, 40 million. And I can tell you, in the early day, we have social welfare ticket, you remember? They do a lot of social good work. Do you understand? You mean all those people help to sell social welfare ticket also break the livelihood? No. Their commission is so low. And if without that one, my father-in-law cannot strike first prize. They strike first prize law, seven-digit law, social welfare, 1979. Huh. And my father, during the early 50s or 40s, I think 50s, sorry, after I was born, he was a salesman. He helped my uncle sell a few tickets only in Singapore at that time, the social welfare tickets from Singapore. And somebody strike, you know, second prize. And his commission was 5,000. The uncle shared with him 2,500 each. That time the money was so big. The money is really big. He used 200 ringgit at that time to buy the shop lot that he owned until I grew up from there. And that time 1 cent can buy things, my father told me. So it's your mental intention. And if it's a legal establishment where you don't force people, what they are trying to tell you is gambling causes a lot of family breakup and all those things. It's not gambling. It's what they call the illegal one, and so the one that you go unlicensed on. Then they see you are addict gambler. They will come and lend you money, then you cannot pay. They harass you, they ask you to push drunk. That one is evil, understand? That one, the intention is evil. You don't even get involved in all those activities. But this one is a legal entity, understand? Why you want to spoil the mood of all those people retired and want to at least supplement their living? It's just like I say, Pua Ling Jui, understand? You know why it's Pua Ling Jui, Pour Gold Water. Because the group, I saw the discussion was going on very well. All of a sudden, that one come out, everybody like start to have division already, or difference of opinion. Then some who really need the job, they try to explain to you. Not until you really need all this salary to survive, you will never understand. Then they use the word, expect heaven to give you money, and all those things. I mean, those are like trying to counter the thing, justify. But no need to argue. No need to like create division. I realize problems start when you start to create division. When you start to express your point, and when you throw in that point, it hit people's ego. To them, it's what's wrong? It's a simple job. 4 days a week or 3 days a week? 4 days a week and short hours or more. Somebody call and immediately take the job. Because it's a good job to him. He say, hey, you don't want to every time go to the children and ask for money. Do you understand? They try to be self-sufficient. But most important is, what is your intention? Is your intention to cause harm, to deceive, to cheat? No! You go to a legal company officially listed in the exchange. Understand? And they pay good dividends more for your information. Why you go? And they did so much charity. Understand? Not? The good one you never think of, you comment first. Understand? Oh, this is wrong, like you. But what is your mental intention? Did you intend to deceive, cheat, and kill? You don't have. So what's wrong? It's a decent job. Legal. Like the one you hear over the radio one. That one you be careful, the illegal one. Fei fa mai zi. Remember that? That one is illegal. If you are caught, the law go after you also. So that one, nothing to do with all this, because it violates the law, society's law, and that one is not nature's law. That's not. But society's law also got its own punishment. That's not. So sometimes I was told, if you are caught, you are fined more than 2,000, there can be a lot of complication too. a lot of things you cannot do. Then that fine is a stigma. Then when you apply for a job, sometimes people ask you, have you been charged before? Do you have any police case and all those things? So, if you really want to abide by the Dhamma understanding is never violate any nature's law or society's law. But the Buddha's precept is different. You look at it. He used the word, I undertake the training rule to abstain. He never say, thou shall not, you know. You cannot do. No, abstain. Abstain means what? Try your very best. Yeah, you are still under training. Then you find out, understand? You develop the understanding through putting it into investigation. Put it to test. Then you ask yourself, if you have the Dhamma, you have the understanding, if you are not in a situation where you got no choice, you don't have to do it. Understand? But people who are in a situation and have no choice, they have to check, what is my intention? If my intention is not to deceive, cheat, and cause evil, so what? Because this is a legal job provided by the legal listed company and is sanctioned by the government. So as far as that outlet thing is concerned, you don't have to worry. That is according to my understanding. But you don't go and quote me and go and get into trouble with that person who put. You know, that person who put, I also know him, Raymond. He's from Penang. He's quite a nice guy. Except sometimes when it comes to this type of thing, he has his own view of looking at things. To him, is he is like very strongly against all this. Maybe he have experienced or have seen certain family went down because of gambling. But most of these are because they lend money, they borrow money from loan shark. So it's not through buying Toto you can become bankrupt. But by illegal 4-digit become bankrupt, I have seen. because there are a lot of cases. So all this, don't have to worry. Cultivate first. Have mindfulness. Develop the ability to keep your precept well. Then you will know what to do. Then if you keep your precept well, if you follow the advice of the Buddha, what happens is your life becomes beautiful, wonderful, and you will have the good life. Then you have a lot of choice, understand? When you have a lot of choice, you don't need to choose those type of career or livelihood that are difficult to choose. So Dhamma can help you. So cultivate first. Otherwise, end up arguing, no point. The division will create more misunderstanding. And that division will create more problem, conflict. Then that whole WhatsApp group also like, moral not so high already. Then somebody suggests, why not we keep to all the job thing and forget about Dhamma first. Then they say, no, this website, a lot of people in the Dhamma. Very good. This is a very good. I repeat for you. What about, her question is very, what about if you get a job in a pest control company? You see, I used to tell my wife, why you worry about pests? They got company who is willing to do it, and understand? They are professional. You pay a fee. But when they come, you know what I tell them or not? I don't want you to kill them. I want preemptive method, which is good. Don't use poison and all those things. So preventive method they have, but pay more. They will catch them. They will clear them for you.
Rent Tokyo. Not Rent Tokyo. I don't know. In Panda Sunway, I forgot the name.
Yeah.
So it's like after three months I realized it, you know. So it's like I made a contract. Go to Kampung Kuntung, many trees and then kill the monkey la, squirrel la, and that kind of thing, you know.
Hey, so, this is not pest la. this are animal la.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do also. They do.
No, these are illegal, understand?
No, squirrel or whatever.
You kill the dog also illegal, understand? No, you must have license to kill.
Squirrel also they kill.
It cannot be.
Yeah.
Oh,
then
I don't know.
We made a contract for them, you know.
Oh, you someone signed a contract with them.
Yeah. Then after two
months, you undertake to kill for a thing.
Yes.
That one is not much different from assassin, no.
Yeah.
Except he's not killing human beings. No.
Yeah, they kill this type of things, you know.
But that one is killing. Cannot. Killing, that one
so,
is cannot.
Let's say you don't do.
No, the best is, you see, depend on your role. If you are the technician, they go out and spray the poison or thing, they advise you not to. Because this one also bad for your health also. Because these are very poisonous things. They spray a little bit on it. Oh, the white ants also die.
So as a admin staff or whatever, you have to do a contract. Okay, this house number,
you know,
you
are only the admin staff. Nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do. Is it that you do something?
No. In the Buddha's time, there was an executioner. He killed for the government.
After 3 months,
he killed for the government. Oh. And you know what happened? After he retired, one day he heard one Dhamma talk from Sariputta. He became very, very sad. Huh? Like, don't know what to do. He thought, this time I sure go to hell. It's terrible. So much killing, non-stop killing. The executioner, every day also got people for you to execute. Then Sariputta, I think it's Sariputta, saw him like that. Then ask him, why are you so sad? He said, I heard your talk just now. I killed so many people. So Sariputta said, how come? How can you be killing? I'm an executioner. Then Sariputta said, no need to worry. You are doing your duty. When you kill them, do you have intention to make them suffer or you want them to be killed? He said, no, sometimes I got compassion for them. Then? Not much karma. Understand? Because there is no evil intention. You do it as a duty.
So it's okay, like, do it as a duty. Your job is to tell them to go and do. The person who do?
Yours is even clearer, clerical. You just do paperwork, understand?
After 3 months, but I resign,
No, that's why this type. Wait, listen, this is a good case. Do you know what is happening to these people or not? You go and tell people, this one wrong livelihood, this one you cannot do. You actually create more karma. That fellow who tell you and create more karma, you know how? He conditions so much fear in you and cause you to give up that job.
Nobody tell me to resign, not to work. I myself, I don't do, I get these workers or whatever to go to this place to, the termites, everything, I'm doing this 3 months, I don't want to work, so I find another job.
Yeah, it's because you fear. Correct, no?
Nobody tell me.
Whether God people tell you or not, you must have received this conditioning from somebody, understand or not?
No,
that fear come from your conditioning, your belief system, understand or not? You have been told this is wrong livelihood, understand? And that is the one that triggers fear. And what is fear? Wrong thought. And fear is an evil root or not? You know, delusion, ignorance. If you don't have ignorance, there is no fear. So if you apply for the job, knowing that it is a pest control company, That's why the word is control. Do you realize that? Pest control. They never say exterminator. Everything also must kill. Do you know when I was in the university, my job scope not only covered this, everything. Because I got 10 residential college, I got a few hundred the lecturer, professor and lecturer staff quarters. Then we got all the campus building, even Bright Campus, Nilampuri, I think over in East Malaysia and many other places. Every of these complainers got snake also come. Beehive a lot also come. Then pests. Not only termites and all those things. And they are all professor and all these people, I tell you, they cannot wait on. They want all this to be handled fast. But I very good. That's why I know Rank Tokyo and all those things. All these companies, they are listed on the yellow pages. So I call them up. Then come, I talk to them. I say, okay, can I have your proposal? I don't want you to use poison. I don't want you to kill them. You have to clear it for me. Then they say, Mr. Teo, can pay more. No problem. Pay more. After all, not my money. But don't be ridiculous. So that's how I did. And we did a lot of pest control. Beehive a lot, beehive. They are very good. You get the right company, they are very good. They can remove all these pests for you very fast. And the best is cash snake. Wow, they're really good. Cash snake. Then musang, all those things. Once a while they come, they don't stay in your house. The worst one is in your ceiling there, running around. So that one you can also engage their service. They will trap them. Then they will dispose it. Where they dispose, I don't know. Because people willing to make it into a livelihood. That's why they set up the company. That's why they call it pest control. Understand? So as long as you yourself don't have evil intention, you don't have all this. Because I realize a lot of Buddhists are very funny. After they know a little bit of Dhamma, they come and complain. Prati, what to do? I got ants in my kitchen. I got cockroach in my room. I say, so? How? You good Buddhist? Don't do anything. Let it build up. You have to resolve it, understand, through an understanding. Understanding means what? Why are they there? Because you didn't keep it clean, understand? You must have food or what? Then even, let's say, it has become quite bad. Let's say you don't know how to handle. You can engage the pest control, because they are willing to do it for you. But you tell them, I don't want you to use poison. Let me know how you deal with it. Then they will tell you there is preventive measure too. So sometimes these termites and all things, you know what they do? They drill into the hole, they put don't know what inside there, and it will go to your neighbor. You know when they cross, isn't it? Whichever house do, the neighbor should cannot go. But then, if you want to think so far, you say, ayuh, like that how? This is not right at all. If you think like that, I can tell you one very simple example. The whole world is full of hungry, miserable, poor people. How many can you help? You go and help all. Got condition to help, you help. But what you can do is, you tell your neighbor, I'm going to do this. Do you want to join me? Then let the neighbor decide. But if it's really something that is attacking your whatever timber in your house, especially you have wooden flooring, you have to be careful. if the humidity is there, the white ant very fast. They destroy very fast. Yeah. So, but the pest control know how to do. They're very good. No? They come, they check, then they say, no problem, Mr. Teo, I do it for you. Then they got various type of method. There is one where they go after the queen ant. Yeah. That one, they give them food first. They let them eat. Eat, then they take back. Take back, then the they call queen or what. Eat, then without the queen, the whole colony collapse. Sometimes you have to take the effect of that one. But if you are not doing it, so the effect is much less. But this is society's law. It's just like internet. You cannot say internet, because got a lot of pornography there. Internet is bad. Then you don't want to use internet. Don't use. You have people say internet also like gambling, cause people to commit suicide, die. So cause pornography, rape case, all those things. You go and extend until like that. Means you don't really understand the true teaching. What is internet? Civilization evolved, internet is here to stay. Technology is here to stay. It's the user of technology, understand? Nothing to do with that technology. If the user is evil with negative mental intention, then technology becomes evil, like money. Is money evil? No. They always say money is the source of all evil. But money, when you have too much, you become funny. You do a lot of nonsense. It's the use of money, understand? So all this understanding is depend on the form and mind. If the form and mind don't have wisdom, understanding and the Dhamma, it will do wrong thing. If it has the Dhamma, it will not do the wrong thing. And my advice is keep your precept well. You don't have to worry about all the other things. Your precept will give you the good life. You will not have all these problems. All these are minor. Nothing to worry. So don't go and create unnecessary fear, division and argument over nothing. That's why when I saw, I just smiled. And I know Sui An will reply. Yeah. He is the one that always moderate and do all those things. And he sometimes got to do the bad guy. He got to notify that guy direct. He said, you do it again, I will take you out. Which he know how to play that role, because now he has some understanding. So don't worry. So for your kids, don't worry. So good that you bring it up. So that don't go and create your own fear. Unnecessary. I heard the 10:30 alarm. So we saw. Okay. So, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So we will do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit. Then after that, you all can make your aspiration. Akasata ca bumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakan tu loka sasana. Ita wata jamihi sampadan punya sampadan sabe dewa anumodantu sabba sampati sidiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo devo asatu kalena sasa sampati hetu ca fito bawatu loko ca raja bawatu damiko imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect to Triple Gem, then we end.
Thank you.